The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't remember. Okay, we need to talk about brutal breakups. I don't remember what we were talking about off air that got me thinking about this and the need to talk about it. Were we talking about technology? You just said, maybe I'm outing you and you don't want to out this person, but like you said, oh my God, it was, never mind. Somebody know.
Yeah, it's fine. She's fine.
Somebody you know.
I'll take the hit. It's fine.
Well, it could be anybody in TX life.
That narrows it down.
Well, he's got sisters. He's got a mother.
True.
He's got neighbors. A wife. Yeah. I mean, sure. I didn't even think about her. Yeah. There's lots of different women that TX has. It could be you, Aaron. But she received a phone call from her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. At the time, yeah.
And
well, yeah, so the boyfriend had gone off to college. She was still in high school. And it's my wife. It's fine.
It just feels really weird. It's my wife. She's a good lady. Yeah. It's like, okay. But like, I just feel weird. It's not my story to tell.
Okay. Yeah. So she was dating a guy in high school a long time ago. He went off to college. She was still in high school. And he called her one time. So she answered, hello. And he had butt dialed her. And it turns out that he was in a room with, it sounded like, some other girls that were in the room. And she was kind of like, hello, saying his name, like, what, are you there? What's going on? And then she just kind of stopped and listened. She's like, okay, well, you called me, so I'll just...
And it's not just the...
No, she could hear...
The ruffling sound of, like...
She could hear his
so
voice.
So he's got it on the counter. It's not in his pocket.
Yeah, it must have been. She could hear his voice, some female voices, and she could hear the voices saying, don't you have a girlfriend, did you? And he was like, no.
I really wonder if one of the girls, like, called... going on, because if they asked, don't you have a girlfriend, there must have been something going on previously in those like minutes before, so if they saw a text and just called, put the phone on the counter.
Wow, like a sisterhood thing. That makes the story better.
I kind of like that. I'm gonna tell you this as a former philanderer, like, you got four girls in your room and you're like, this is gonna be great, hold on, let me text my girlfriend and go, oh man, I'm gonna really cram for these finals, and you text her something to be like, leave me alone for a while I see what happens with these four girls. But now she's like up. And then as you thumb it when you set it down, you might every time I've butt dialed, I've butt dialed from a text.
And like, with your fingers, not like pocket dial.
Correct. Okay. It's more like you're just in their contact already and you hit that I at the top and now their contact stuff is up, and as you're setting it down, it's like whoop. The theory of the other girls outing him is also equally horrifying.
No, I like that.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's not horrifying.
Good. Yeah,
no,
stick
but
together.
They're all in the room. Okay, maybe. You're right. Yeah, but so. Irregardless, as my mother would say, she heard him like St. Peter saying, no.
Yeah.
Deny girlfriend. Yeah. What's a girlfriend? Yeah. You guys are my friends and your girls.
Right.
Yeah. We're all friendly girlfriends.
Exactly. So that was, so they broke up because she heard what she needed to hear.
Did she tell him that she heard it?
I don't know. That's a good question. I didn't ask that part. I don't know if he ever knew.
We gotta teach you how to get the tea. Come on.
I could take so much ex-boyfriend talk, and then it's like, all right, back to...
I mean, that's a brutal breakup. She still broke up with him, but it's still brutal. This is what I'm trying to explain to other people in the room. You can still break up with them, but the breakup can be brutal. Yeah. You know
if
what
you're
I'm saying?
Brutally forced into a position where then you have to break up with them.
It doesn't have to be... Like, I had a friend. This was at the beginning of, like... Not at the beginning of Facebook. That makes it seem like it was, you know, we were all riding on shovels and there was candlelight. But like, it was at the beginning, like, she was with somebody and they were obviously Facebook friends. And then his Facebook status changed to engaged. Not to her.
Oh, wow. Boy. Okay.
Yeah. So that was just his way. I was like, I don't know. I've been playing ends against the middle and I don't know how to tell anybody what's what. So he asked one to marry him.
What?
And then just updated his status to just shake the rest off the tree. It was
okay.
It was like, so they all broke up with him, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still his brutal part. He did the brutal thing to go like engage and then like put the picture up of her hand and like, she said yes.
No.
And then everyone else who was dating him, a person that I knew, worked with here, was devastated.
Oh no.
Because when you first
I'll
see
need
it.
I'll need to know a name after. Yeah, okay.
Well, did he even know, or is he just like, I'm going to buy a ring? And whichever one shows up, and then I'll just do that.
He's just like, I'll be in Vail this weekend. Hey, boo, boo. No, just, yeah. And then, no, I think he did it because he was gutless. He didn't know how to break up with one. So then that his way of like, but I mean, this person, when she first saw it, was like delusional enough to go, oh my God, he's going to ask me.
Stop.
Because it's like, oh my God, his Facebook status. And then as she clicked more, she was like, oh, there's already a hand with a ring on it.
Zuckerberg messed something up. I don't know what's...
All right, so here's the deal. If you've been broken up with in a brutal way, or you broke up with someone and it was still brutal, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423, or you can text in at 51059. Go ahead, Tia. You've been broken up with a fact.
I have lots. Yeah, I've shared the one before about the girl who I was dating her, and then I found out that behind she was having little sessions with her friends, and she was asking all like the friends who the girlfriends who were in our friend group like
sessions.
Yeah, kind of like I don't know. Do you guys think Tia Hack is cute? Like, what do you think? I just
on the fence.
She was trying to get validation.
You were a keeper,
right?
As to whether you were even...
Am I good enough?
Lookable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then I just remembered that it was actually that same girl. One of the times I was on the basketball team, so we were out of town, and her and another friend came to our dorm where there were some non-basketball players there. They were having a party, and turns out they were playing strip poker while I was gone. She never wanted to play with me, but I think it was more just that I was more into the relationship than she was.
All right.
That
well,
yeah, that's brutal.
Anybody else have any brutal breakups they want to share?
Well,
guess we're out of time.
No, I mean, I.
That, you don't have to say it. It was just. It was
brutal.
Vile.
It was brutal at the time for sure. But now I laugh about it.
I want to give one detail. Yeah. There were medical reports that got involved.
Yeah.
It's just what a dirtbag. Like, as your big brother. Like, Tiak and I were ready to go.
You guys were.
We like, there was. Yeah. Tell me his location.
Yeah.
I still have the club in my truck. Never taking it out, just in case.
I mean, it's just, yeah. So if you've been broken up with brutally, like, again, when we've talked about this in the past, somebody, I will never forget this. Literally, they left it on a Post-it. And I think that ended up being like a episode of, like, Carrie Bradshaw might have stolen it on Sex and the City.
Just let on a post-it and then walked out.
Yeah, it was just
put
like
it on the mirror,
like
or
left
something?
A little note. Like I have post-its in my house at all times, so I'll just like empty the dishwasher, put it up on the thing, or like have a great day, heart, smiley face, whoop, and it was like we're through.
Oh my gosh!
Like just like you deserve like.
My friends didn't say you were hot.
One
enough.
Of my friends did come back to her place. They had lived together, and he was in the middle of writing a note. And she was like, what are you doing?
But he moved his stuff out or he was just... Oh.
Oh, wow. No, you write the note off-site. You write the note first.
Yes, you print it at Kinko's and you roll in. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm writing this down.
All right. If you've been broken up with in a brutal, brutal way, we want to hear your story. Or you broke up with them, but it was still brutal. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We were going to take calls on brutal breakups, but we don't have time now because Tiak has 14 more stories.
Don't make me relive
every
them.
Time.
I do. Oh my gosh. Sorry. I do remember breaking up with someone, my first boyfriend, like right before Christmas. And like he had already gotten me
a gift.
That's
in the coffin. You're not allowed to break up.
I couldn't anymore. I knew the right thing to do was
to
wait.
You have to do it before Thanksgiving.
I didn't know then.
You don't know that there's holidays where it's off limits?
No, I knew that, but I didn't know how I felt about him then. And so it was like before Christmas.
You
I was
broke up with, like, you ruined Christmas for him. You know that.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
he's
you did.
He's fine. He's doing great. He's thriving.
Yeah, next Christmas, he was all right.
No, forever Christmas reminds you of the day that
no.
Firecracker let you go.
And he's on line four. Let's go,
Sean. Was his name Sean?
No.
God, that would be so dope. Candy?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Brutal breakup. So, what happened to you?
I was a senior in high school, was engaged. My boyfriend and I had been together for three years.
Did you say you were engaged?
Yeah. I'm from West Virginia, okay?
Oh, I'm surprised you waited that long.
We either graduate or we're getting engaged.
Yeah, yes, I did. And no, he wasn't my brother.
Okay. Oh, my God, you're fun. Okay, so what happened?
So my best friend from, we've been best friends since kindergarten, comes to my apartment, and my fiance's in the car with her. And she brings me a letter telling me that they've been going to church together. They've fallen in love, and they're now engaged. And by the way, they're still married.
Oh, wow. Oh.
This was your best friend?
My best friend. We had been best friends since we were 5 years old.
Wow.
Were you in the wedding?
No. No, but they did get married a day before my birthday.
Oh, no.
And these people have it out for you. Yeah. That is fully brutal. Oh, my God. And she brought the letter up because he was too big of a coward?
Right. He just sat in the car. Yeah.
You know how we share everything?
Yeah, oh, my God. Dude, Candy, that's awful.
Brutal.
Thank you. Jane?
Jade.
Brutal breakup. What happened to you?
Yeah, when I was in high school, my boyfriend told me to take the day off work because it was very likely he was going to be asking me to prom. And then morning up, picked me up, drove me to the place where we first kissed, and broke up with me.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what? Wait, why? Yeah. Why would... What?
It was like a tumultuous teenage relationship. We ended up going together after I cried my eyes out for 3 days. But it was horrible, and I was not expecting it at all.
What a roller coaster.
Why would you take her to your first kiss spot?
Do you think
spot?
He remembered?
I
or
thought
was
we
it
could
just...
have our last kiss. We had our first kiss.
Oh, my God. You guys don't understand what Tiag just did with his eyes during that? Yeah. I want to break up with you right now. Nicole?
Yay.
Brutal breakup. What happened to you?
I was living abroad as an exchange student when I was in high school, and I had a boyfriend there, and we decided when I came back here, we'd try to make it work.
Oh.
And this was before social media, so I was all excited to make my long-distance phone call, and his mom answered and wouldn't let me talk to him, told me it wasn't going to work out and that I should move on, and I never talked to him since.
Oh my gosh.
He had his mom do it?
He had his mom.
Well, do you think he had her do it, or do you think the mom just stepped in?
He had his mom do it.
No, because I've seen mom step in.
No, he had his mom do it.
I think the mom stepped in, and I think he was complacent.
Okay.
Then it's double the pain.
Yep. I figured it'd be easier if, like, my mom.
Stop doing that to your eyes. What is that thing? Whatever this character is, retire.
My F-boy face.
Yeah. Just stop.
It's good.
Oh, my God. Look at his face.
Yeah, he does the lip bite, too. It's perfect.
Amy.
Yay.
Brutal breakup. What happened to you?
Oh, my goodness. So my boyfriend and I were having problems. I was a freshman in college. Okay. And so I called him to my dorm so that we could break up because we both knew that it was time. And so I told him to sit down and we're going to have this, you know, honest but tough conversation. And he gets on one knee, pulls out a ring, and asks me to marry him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
To which you craftily replied.
Oh, my goodness. I feel horrible about it now, but I think my exact words were, why would you do this?
Oh, my gosh.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.